The name of this place tells you what the early settlers found here at the joining of two creeks. The water from those streams continues to play an important role in what is grown here today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Here in what is known as the North Valley of the Sacramento River Valley in Northern California, you'll find a town with a name that harkens to what this area once looked like.
City of Willows was incorporated in January of 1886. The valley here was originally all plains. Near the Willow Creek, Walker Creek area, just west of Willows, there was water there, and that became known as the Willows.
As Gary Hansen explains, Willow and Walker Creek supply year-round water to the area. Eventually, this area was tilled, and Gary's family was one of the first to plant crops.
My granddad, Harville Hansen, started growing rice about 1920, 1921. He was born in 1900, so my family has been in the rice business since 1920, 1921. We continue to be in the rice business. Rice is a crop that grows well on our Class 3 clay soils here.
Almonds, walnuts, and dairy are also important in the area. Gary has many stories from the early days of his family growing rice here.
When rice harvesters were pulled by mules, you had your mule skinner, but there were three people on a rice harvester. Now, I wasn't around. I've just seen pictures and heard stories. The top paid hand on a rice harvester back in the early days was the sack sower.
There was an art to sowing those 100-pound sacks of rice that commanded the top pay, and it seemingly took an army of men to do the work.
On our ranch, we had a bunkhouse, and it was where the hired guys who came back year after year, that's where they stayed. My granddad had a cook, and it progressed, and it was labor intensive. And now, with the differences in equipment, it takes just a small handful of individuals to produce what used to take 50 or more people.
Today, rice farming continues to be a very important part of the economy for this area. Traveling the countryside in Willows, California, I'm Andrew McRae.